Hello everyone, welcome to Sauna IE. I'm your host XO. It's Monday, the first of the month. Wake up. It's the first of the month. it's crazy. August 1st, and I'm really grateful that it's already August. We 8 months in the year. And I just want to come and talk to you today with this episode discussing hobbies to have as well as brain focus. But first, let me kick off the show with some quotes of the day. My first quote is, "A fool gives full vent to his anger, but a wise man keeps himself under control." Proverbs chapter 29, verse 11. And with that being said, it's like controlling your emotions. There will be times where you'll be tested emotionally and your anger will be tested, and you have to see, is it worth getting angry? Is it worth getting frustrated? Is it worth blowing up? But like the quote says, a wise man keeps himself under control. You gotta always be able to control your emotions no matter what is going on. Because life will always, you'll always be tested in life. You'll always be tested with you, against your anger and your sadness. But if you always have control of your emotions and knowing, like, I'm not going to give full vent to my anger. I'm going to keep myself under control. I'm going to keep my composure instead of blowing up and showing them a side of me that may damage or fragile that friendship, that relationship, that business partnership, whatever it is. It's like you have to always keep yourself under control no matter what the situation is. Once again, that quote is, "A fool gives full vent to his anger, but a wise man keeps himself under control." Proverbs 29, verse 11. And my next quote is, "If you control your thoughts, you control your life." If you control your thoughts, you control your life. Anything you think, you can have. The ways that you think, how you're thinking right now, if you're thinking more positive, staying more positive and really having more self-belief and believing that whatever you want, you can have and you can attain, but it's really just controlling your thoughts majority of the time. Because I know there's times when the negative thoughts creep in, the bad thoughts and all that negativity, negative energy comes around where your thoughts just change and everything becomes negative. And it's like we can't feed into the negative. We have to stay focused on the positivity around us and focus on controlling our thoughts. And one of the ways to control your thoughts, if you don't do this already, is meditating. Constantly meditating, centering yourself every morning, midday, and at night will bring you in more control to where you're able to control the thoughts that come into your head that you think about. You can have more positive thoughts. You can have more productive thoughts. You can have more abundance thoughts. But it's all about taking full control of your thoughts, because what you think, you can manifest. It can become a reality. So control your thoughts and you can control your life. But I'm gonna give you a brief break and we're gonna hop into the first segment, which is hobbies everyone should have. Thank you for tuning in to Sauna IE. If you've been wondering, how can I learn a new language? What is one of the best ways to learn a new language, especially when I'm always on the go? I have no time to really sit down, read a book, or watch different videos on language learning. Well, what I recommend is using an app that I've been really steadily using as I've been learning Spanish. And the app is Duolingo. With this app, you're learning the language that you want to learn. It starts off easy, but as you gradually go on, learn more and more, it gets harder by the way. But the fact that it only takes 15, 20 minutes out your day to really sit and learn that language and learning that language, and you retaining that information, you're bound to be fluent in the language that you want to be fluent in. So if you don't have that app already, go ahead and check out the Duolingo app. Let me know what you think. Let's get back to the show. Hobbies everyone should have. Number one would be a creative hobby. Having a creative hobby will make you more productive. It also gives you some great benefits for your overall health and wellness. Creative hobbies may include drawing, creative writing, photography, gardening, cooking. The list goes on. Do you personally have a creative hobby that you do? That maybe that's not on this list that I recited, but get a creative hobby if you don't have one. Because it'll bring out more health and wellness in you. It'll bring out the creativity in you. It'll build the self-confidence up in you. As you get more creative, you start doing things, you start networking with people within your creative hobby and really opening new relationships, new doors. So finding a creative hobby for yourself, if you don't have one already, will help you out in the long run. Number two is a hobby to socialize. Finding a hobby that you can enjoy with your family or friends is a great way to spend time together. I know I like doing hobby with my friends and family, which is eating. Like, we go out to eat and really indulge in conversation, talk to each other, see how each other's doing, get a few drinks, get some good food, and just being there. That's a hobby that we like to do, go out to eat and really talk and be amongst each other. Make memories and strengthen your relationships as you socialize doing these hobbies. They may include going out to eat, cycling, hiking, yoga, as well as fitness classes or cooking classes. Anything in a social gathering is a hobby to socialize. And I want to know what hobby you have that you socialize with other people on a continuous basis, if you have one or if you don't. Start looking into one of these hobbies that I listed, or a hobby where it's in a social gathering where you can start building friendships and relationships with other people. Number three would be a hobby to keep you in shape. Our bodies are made to move. Sitting down all day, maybe you have a desk job, or you constantly always scrolling on Instagram, scrolling on TikTok, driving all day isn't what our bodies are meant for. You have to find a hobby that gets you outdoors, or maybe in the gym, gets you moving and keeps you in great physical shape. It won't happen overnight when it comes to being in great physical shape, but starting on a daily basis, getting that 1% better every day on a continual, like every day, this is my hobby, my physical hobby. I'm going to the gym 30 minutes at a time, or maybe you have to start small, but like I'm going to go for 15 minutes, then fit the next week, start with 20 minutes, the week after that, 25, or keep ramping up that time to where you're being in the gym longer on a daily basis. Find the hobby to stay in shape may include going to the gym, walking, running, swimming, jumping rope, biking, skateboarding, skating, anything of that nature where you're really outside getting in shape, or even indoors getting in shape, something that really gets you in physical shape that works best for you. Maybe the gym isn't what works for you. Maybe you're like, oh, I like running or walking outside, or even swimming or jump roping. Figure out what hobby to keep you in shape works best for yourself and seeing how you can continuously maintain that. It's August 1st, so it's like this list right here is something to look into as you take on this month. Like, all right, let me find certain hobbies, a hobby to socialize, a hobby to be creative, a hobby to keep me in shape. And number four would be a hobby to learn. Learning, as we all know, is a lifelong journey. We learn every day from the people around us, from our family members, from our nieces, nephews, kids. We learn constantly, always learning. But finding a hobby that you can learn and expand your mind as well as increase knowledge is beneficial for everyone around you. Continuous learning throughout life can lead to new opportunities, growth. It can grow your confidence as well as having that overall life satisfaction. What's a hobby or learning hobby that you have? You may be reading every day, watching YouTube, different tutorials, maybe on TikTok, learning how to do new things, life hacks and certain things like that. A hobby to learn where you're constantly doing and always learning. And as you're learning this, whatever you're learning, your learning hobby is, see it from this perspective where whatever you're learning, you'll be able to teach to someone else. Like as you're learning this, I'm like, oh, I'm learning how to freaking put a bed together. And then see, okay, the way I'm learning, how can I teach this to somebody else? And then see it from that perspective and you'll retain that information more. Learning hobbies can include reading, watching documentaries, learning a new language, listening to Sanae and other podcasts, as well as researching. Watching documentaries is a big one. Constantly watching documentaries on Netflix. They got a great list of different documentaries to watch. Learning a new language, that is big. I've been constantly learning Spanish right now, trying to get fluent in a year, But the app that I've been using is Duolingo. That's a perfect app to use when you want to learn a new language. They have a lot of languages on there for you to learn if you're up to that. And it's real simple and easy. Spend 15, 20 minutes a day just really learning different language, different words within the language that you want to learn. So, and that leads up to number five and the final one for this segment, a hobby that makes you money. Money isn't everything. We all know that. But we all love to make it, don't we? Finding a way to monetize your hobbies will still find enjoyment in the life that you live. Like, so basically finding a way to monetize your hobbies while still finding enjoyment in your life. What's a hobby that you love doing, that you like doing? You may be a freelance photographer, but you haven't thought about going to that next step to where, okay, maybe I can do photo shoots with people. Maybe I can edit some photos for other people. Maybe I can pick up some gigs where I'm shooting B-roll for people. And it's like figuring out what is your hobby, a hobby that you do consistently that takes no effort, that you love doing, that you can really monetize it while still finding enjoyment in the time that you spend. Some hobbies that can bring a bit of a side income can be a blog. Do you like writing? What about web design? Do you like designing websites? Or even investing? Social media management is a big one. Everybody needs social media management. You can reach out to different businesses and ask them, do they need management for their social media? If you're an expert at social media, you know, got that all down packed. Check that out. What about content creation? Everybody needs content, from influencers, businesses, hospitals, clinics, whatever you need. Everybody needs content creation. Google Ads is a big thing right now. We all search Google. Google's like the biggest search engine in the world. So learning Google Ads, you can literally make $100 an hour. And you're like, shit, sign me up. But learning Google Ads, podcasting, you can make money from podcasting if you like talking and speaking, if you want to educate people, or if you just want to shoot the shit on and just talk to you and a friend. Photography and cooking, there's really many ways to monetize what you're doing. You got to really see, check in with yourself if you have hobbies. Like, what hobby can I do that can... this is a passion of mine that I can turn into a profit. And you'll be like, oh, I can do this. I like sewing. I like knitting. It's something like that. So those are the five hobbies everyone should have. Number one was a creative hobby. Number two was a hobby to socialize. Number three, a hobby to keep you in shape. Number four, a hobby to learn. And number five, a hobby that makes you money. I'm going to give you a brief break and then we're going to hop into the next segment, which is brain focus. Thank you for tuning in to Sana-A-E. Have you been having problems getting focused or staying focused in your life or different areas in your life? You've been wondering, what is a way I can start being more focused on being more focused and in tune with every situation around me? And one of the things I recommend personally that I've been using for years now, but it's been great helping me with my brain focus, helping me with being more present and mindful of everything around me, is the app Calm. The Calm app uses different techniques to have you meditate, as well as open your mindfulness and open your mind to different possibilities, as well as calming yourself and centering you. So if you haven't used the Calm app yet, or you've still been contemplating on, dang, is meditation for me? They have different ones where you can meditate for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes. You can also set the timer for yourself. Trying it out and seeing how you feel after. Let me know. Download the app. Let's get back to the show. Brain focus. In this segment, we're going to list out some of the ways to get yourself more focused, get your brain more focused on everything you need to accomplish, everything you want to accomplish. It's the first of the month, and maybe these last few 7 months haven't been going the way you wanted to. Your focus has been off. You've been distracted. You haven't been doing the things that you say you want to do. You haven't been having that commitment, having that discipline, or having that structure in your life. And this segment is to help that out. And the first thing to really help your brain focus is daily exercise. Regular exercise is an important part of a healthy lifestyle. Not only is exercise good for your muscles and bones, but it also plays an important part on keeping your brain healthy too. Exercising like running, swimming, weightlifting aren't just good for your body, but they promote brain health, which is important for memory capacity and concentration. So daily exercise, if you haven't done it already, start the daily exercise. This is day one. Act like this is the first of the year for you. And if you've been procrastinating on exercising or been inconsistent, today's the day where you start fresh, forget the past, and really focus on being 1% better every day when it comes to your daily exercise. Number two would be avoid distractions. This is a big one. I feel like we're always distracted, especially with our phones or things that go on in life, that we never have that time to really have our focus on what we need to accomplish within that time frame. You can't turn your brain to stay focused or train your brain to stay focused unless you ensure your external environment also lacks distractions. Your phone, we all know, is the biggest distraction, but it should never be able to disturb your attention. You'll have to maybe turn off the notifications, turn on do not disturb, as well say no whenever someone interrupts you. So you have to have that complete focus on what you need to get done. Be committed to cut off every possible distraction around you. Besides using do not disturb, I also set an alarm or a timer for that time block that I'm working, maybe 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and setting that time block. And when that timer goes on, I just get into a deep focus, whether I'm reading, writing a new show, or learning or researching something. I'm having that deep focus and not having my phone distract me. I turn off the notifications, I put on do not disturb, and really just focus on accomplish what I need to accomplish within that time frame. And when that alarm goes off, boom, I go to take a break or do my whatever distraction I have and really get back into focus after that 10 to 15 minute break is passed. But avoiding distractions is a big key to help you stay focused on what you need to accomplish or stay focused in life. Number three, set daily priorities. Write down what you want to accomplish each day. Ideally, the night before is best, and identify a single priority that you want to commit to accomplishing for the next day. Maybe tomorrow you'd be like, all right, tomorrow I want to go to the gym for at least 10, 15 minutes or 20 minutes at my time. I'm going to start, maybe hop on the treadmill or something like that. What is your single priority that you want to commit to doing the next day or tomorrow? Think about it right now. You probably already have it in your head. You're like, all right, I want to do this. So set that in your head, and this will help your brain focus on what matters. Identifying true priorities can help relieve distracting anxiety, and achieving small daily goals can wire your brain to achieve success. So setting those daily priorities or daily intentions that you want to intend, that you plan on doing, think about them the night before, right before you go to bed. What do I need to accomplish tomorrow? Maybe write it out next to you. Have the, I forgot what the thing is, right by the bed, a little dresser by your bed, and really write out, this is what I want to accomplish tomorrow. This is my biggest priority that I want to set out and accomplish, and your brain will focus on that. Number four is practice mindfulness. Practicing mindfulness is nothing more than focusing your entire attention on the present moment. Focusing on that present moment. I know with the distractions, with life and everything, it's hard to be set focus. Our attention spans are so short. But practicing mindfulness will help you with your brain focus, as well as your present thoughts and feelings and the environment that surrounds you. You can practice mindfulness in various ways. You can practice it while reading, working, studying, walking in the park. The list goes on. When your focus is prioritized on what's happening now, you perform better in most situations. So practicing mindfulness, really practicing being present in this moment, being present with what you're doing right now. It's like we tend to multitask with different things. Like we want to do this, two or three things at once, instead of just focus on the task at hand. Maybe you're having a conversation with somebody, but you're on your phone. Or maybe you're trying to get some work done, but you got the TV on. It's like really practicing mindfulness and really focusing on the task at hand or what's at present, instead of doing everything else. That helps your brain focus more, especially since it's day and era, everything's at our fingertips. We all want to be constantly distracted. Number five, build willpower and discipline. A decision is a deal with your mind that no matter what happens, your decision sticks. Therefore, for when you say, I should exercise, you should immediately replace that should with must. I must exercise, or your brain won't take you seriously. Have you ever done that before? Where you're like, oh, I should do this, and then you never get around to do it? And it's like you breaking that promise every time to yourself, like, oh, I should go to the gym, or I should be studying, or I should be writing something, or I should be working on my business. I should. Change that should to must. I must work out. I must do this, because your brain will take you more seriously when you put must. I must do this. It's like you got to do that no matter what. I should do it. It's like, I'm iffy. I should do it, but I can do it tomorrow. I'll put it off and things like that. Having that, I must do this. Your brain will take you seriously. Willpower and discipline are two related traits that should be developed at the same time. Your willpower is the fuel of your actions. So building that willpower and discipline, making that decision, really changing that should to must is key to keeping your brain focused. And that's the end of this segment, ladies and gentlemen. Just a recap of this segment of ways to keep your brain focused. Number one, daily exercise. Number two, avoid distractions. Number three, set daily priorities. Number four, practice mindfulness. And number five, build willpower and discipline. Thank you guys for tuning in to Sana IE. I appreciate y'all. Hope y'all have a great week. I'll be back again with y'all on Friday. If you haven't checked out the website, the latest merch, right now we have a deal up where you get 25% off your next purchase by using the code SANAIE. And this deal will end at midnight tonight, August 1st at midnight. The deal will end. So use code SANAIE with whoever purchase you on your next purchase. And I'm going to leave you guys with this. Once you made the decision to move on, don't look back. You'll never find your future in the rear view mirror.